The Institute of the Arab World, IMA, stands as a beacon of cultural celebration, hosting literary encounters that provide a platform for discovering and engaging with authors from or concerned with the Arab world. Following the events of October 7th, forthcoming meetings with the finalists of the Arab Literature Prize are scheduled for November 4th and 18th. This week at IMA, literature aficionados will have the opportunity to engage with three of the eight finalists for the 2023 Arab Literature Prize: Percy Kemp with Les Cinq Sœurs, The Five Sisters, published by Lou Sull; Salma Kojak with Noir Liban, Black Lebanon, published by Eric Bonnier; and Abdelkrim Sci-Fi with CJ Avise on Frank, If I Had One Franc, published by Encarrière. The Arab Literature Prize, established in 2013 by the Jean-Luc Lagardère Foundation and IMA, stands as a unique French accolade for literary works. It honors an author from a member country of the Arab League who has published a work of fiction or a collection of short stories, written in French or translated from Arabic into French. The prize carries a monetary award of 10,000 euros. In its 11th edition, the prize will once again pay tribute to Arab literature, showcasing the richness of this literary landscape to a culturally thirsty public through the works of novelists from various nations, including Algeria, Egypt, Iraq, Kuwait, Lebanon, and Syria. The event advocates for a journey of curiosity and openness towards others, highlighting not only the author's narratives, but also the excellence of translations and the diversity of addressed themes, all supported by the dedication of prominent publishing houses. The winner will be announced at the end of November 2023. The current event is an open invitation to embrace the other, serving as a bridge to diverse universes, a step towards a culture deeply rooted in lived experiences, and a voyage to either a familiar heartland or uncharted territory. It represents a form of expression that, while distinct, is fundamentally similar to our own, heralding a renewal in the sharing of our collective humanity, our tangible vulnerability, articulated through the eloquent language of words over the silent echoes of suffering.